Our scripture this morning found first in Colossians 3, verses 12 to 15, and then Ephesians 4, 2 to 3. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. From Ephesians, always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. Patience and peace. Now, I'm always excited when God shows me something new or connects something for me that I've never really noticed before. And as I was preparing for this Sunday earlier in the week and studying and doing all that kind of stuff that we do, something popped out that I had never noticed before. I had never paid attention to the relationship between patience and peace. And maybe for you it was obvious. You'd be like, well, of course they go together. But I hadn't ever put them together in a way that they were so entwined. And suddenly, I had this realization. And what came to me was, most of the time, when for me anyway, when I lose my peace, it's because I've lost my patience first. When we become tired of waiting, either waiting for an appointment or waiting for someone to do something or maybe someone to change or for God to kind of move already, and we get impatient. We begin to fret over whatever isn't happening that should be happening, or we worry about it and it begins to bother us, and there goes our peace. The very peace that comes from Christ that is put in our hearts to rule us, to guide us, to give us direction. Perhaps one of our greatest opportunities to shine for Jesus is found in our patience. Because patience is related to how we get along with others. And Jesus was very much in favor of our getting along. In fact, the Ten Commandments, the first four are about getting along with God, and the rest are about getting along with people. God cares about our getting along. And so our patience is a wonderful opportunity to get along. And it leads us to be in peace in relationships with others. And 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 13 and 14 says, live in peace with each other. And a little bit later it says, and be patient with everyone. See, the Bible put the two together long before my brain ever did. Peace and patience are very connected. Each is a fruit of the Spirit. And I think for me, that was why I never put them together in that same kind of intertwined way. I just thought of each of the fruits as a fruit, not how they relate to one another. So I thought today we would look at each of them separately and then just kind of weave them together to say, how is it that they are so entwined? Now, patience. Patience is more than your ability to wait. In fact, it's not your ability to wait at all, because you have no choice. When you have to wait, you just have to wait. Patience is the measure of how well you wait, how you behave in the waiting. Its definition is actually to the ability to accept delay, suffering, or annoyance without complaining or becoming angry. Patience towards a person is seen in our accepting them for who they are and patiently waiting for God to do what only God can do for them in their life. So waiting for them to become who God's creating them to be. And we're all on that same journey. So while we're patient with them, hopefully they in turn are patient with us. We don't get angry with them for who they're not yet. And we certainly don't give up on them. That's all a part of patience. And as I said, patience is the fruit of the Spirit, which means we have it in us. The Holy Spirit put it there. Now, patience is a product of love. The more we walk in love, the more patient we just seem to be, because we see each other through the eyes of love. Impatient is a fruit of pride. The more proud we are, the more impatient we seem to be. Because impatience says, I am too important to have to wait for you. I'm too important to have to be on time. I'm too important for you to annoy me. That's what impatience really means. Now, Ecclesiastes says that patience is better than pride. And pride is a dangerous place to be, because we know that from Proverbs 3:34, God opposes the proud. So just think about that the next time you're tempted to lose your patience. Take a look and check your heart. Is there a little pride in there? But instead of losing your patience, just take that deep breath and call on God to help you remain calm and to shine with love toward the person who's just on that last fiber of your nerve. To the world is bent on shaping society that we require immediate gratification. Patience is seen as an unnecessary attribute in this meet my needs now kind of a world. But in God's kingdom, which is what we are all citizens of, patience is a virtue. It's a fruit of the Spirit imparted into us. And so God equips us with patience. And then he asks us to live it out. In effect, God is saying, look, I've given this to you, now use it. So we can't honestly say, well, I'm just impatient, I have no patience. We do, we just maybe haven't exercised it enough for it to grow into a functioning, useful muscle. And it's another way that we can shine a light that glorifies God. When we as Christians display patience in a generally impatient world, we shine a light into the darkness of the proud. Now, peace is also a gift from God. Our Father sure gives us a lot of things, and it is one of the fruits of the Spirit. And so it's directly related to our actions and our attitudes. That's what the fruits of the Spirit shape for us, our actions and our attitudes. So we've been equipped to live in peace, but the choice that whether or not we live in peace is determined by us. We get to decide whether we're going to live it out, whether or not we want to shine peace. Now, peace is having this inner rest because of our assurance of our position in Christ, right? Peace is living in harmony with God, knowing that we are forgiven, knowing that God looks upon us with love, and that we're in this agreement with God, our covenant, the covenant of grace. And because we understand that, we are now in a position to live in peace with others. And peace will produce in us this calmness and a security in our spirit. In the Old Testament, the children of Israel used to have to make a peace offering to God. But today, because of Jesus, and because of the righteous gift that he has given to us, And because we are in good standing with God, we have eternal peace with God. And so our very lives become that peace offering. When Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you," he was assuring us that just as he has peace with God, so too do we. And Jesus has imputed his peace into us through righteousness. And that's really important, because we can't have peace with others if we don't first understand that we have peace with God. That's where it begins. We are in good standing before God. We are forgiven. We are redeemed. We have no condemnation. And because we know this, we can live in peace with others. We don't need them to fill us. We don't need them to give us an identity. We don't need others to build into us, because we have God. And when we take that pressure off other people, we can see them differently and be in peace with them. Colossians tells us that we are to let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. And that peace of Christ, as I said, is that knowing and that assurance of our position before God as sons and daughters, and claiming and trusting in the promises of God. So when we know who we are in Christ and who we belong to, that is God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, we have that inner peace beyond any understanding that can rule our hearts. For a Christian, when you're trying to make a decision, it's more about a losing of peace than a gaining of peace. Some people say, "Oh, I wait, and when I have peace in my heart, then I know that's the right decision to make." But for a Christian, it should be the opposite. We should always have the peace in our hearts, and making a decision that steps outside that would give us an unrest. So that's how the Spirit guides us in our hearts. When we trust the ways of Christ, and we trust that those ways are good for us, and we follow the kingdom's principles, we will inevitably put on compassion and kindness and humility and gentleness and patience. We will naturally forgive others and drop any grievances. In short, we will love people as Christ loved people, and we will shine. Now, Psalms 34:14 says that we are to seek peace and pursue it. And 1 Peter says, "For let him who wants to enjoy life and see good days, let him search for peace and seek it eagerly." Well, if we already have the peace of Christ in us, what are they talking about? They're talking about living in it. When we come to a situation because we cannot control our circumstances, and when our circumstances are something where there is a lack of peace, maybe there's somebody we're not getting along with, the Bible tells us to seek peace. Look for the peaceful resolution in that situation. And as I said, it's an option for us. Because we have free will, we can always decide how we wish to respond. And Christ says, respond with love. Because you have good standing before your Father, respond in love. Choose to be different than the world. And if you don't do that, Scripture says you won't really truly enjoy your life. And I think we know this to be true. If we've ever lived with some conflict going on, it just robs us of the joy of life. It hangs on us. And if you've ever had to cut someone out of your life, it's there in the back of your mind to think, And it robs us of the pure joy of life. Living and pursuing peace encourages us to be patient toward each other, with an understanding that we are all a work in progress. Losing patience is the same as losing your peace. It leads to the same. Patience promotes peace, and peace encourages patience. They are so intertwined. And so when the Holy Spirit, through Paul, says, "As far as it depends on you, Live at peace with everyone. And in Romans 12, 18 says, make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. We respond with patience. Now, we don't all develop at the same speed. We don't all process information the same way. Our faith journeys, although may be similar, are all kind of individual. And we're all unique individuals designed by God in that way. And so we must be patient with one another, especially even within the church. And sometimes we think, well, you're a Christian, you should behave better. But maybe they haven't reached that place yet. And your being patient with them will help them reach that place sooner. Patience gives other people the freedom to be who they are and to grow at the rate that God's designed for them to develop. We aren't their boss. And this becomes very freeing because it removes from us the responsibility to have to change people. It's not our job. Instead, we are to walk in peace with them while God does God's job. And God will effect change in God's timing. Which means, husbands and wives, you aren't responsible to change your spouse, only to love them. Parents, you aren't responsible to change your adult children, only to love them and to shine Jesus' light into their world. And perhaps you're thinking, well, I raise them better than they're behaving. And maybe that's true. But don't let their behavior steal your peace. Be patient. Keep them in God's hands. And trust that God will work all things out in God's timing for good. We have the choice either to trust God's promises, letting him rule us with peace, or to rely on ourselves and to reject the peace that Christ offers so that we can just impatiently work through our own prideful means to try to accomplish what we know we can never accomplish. It seems a little futile. And sadly, there are many people who live like that. I want to encourage you to stay in peace, resting in God's sovereignty, and lean into the fruit of patience, which is in you. Exercise it, let it grow. Because that is good for your soul and good for a joyful life. Romans 8:6 says, the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. And isn't that a better way to exist on this planet? Be thankful that you are a child of God. And peace and patience are a part of your Christian DNA. There has been nothing asked of you that God hasn't already provided. So let us be patient. Let us live in peace. And let us shine the light of Christ into a world that needs it so badly. Go now in the peace and patience of God, ready to impart to others what you have first received from him. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ make us gracious. The love of God our Father make us loving. And the power of the Holy Spirit empower us so that we can show in our lives more of the Spirit and the character of Jesus Christ.